Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Faith of Life, the process of there we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton, and I'm so grateful that we are in 2024. God is doing some wonderful things, and we are going to see the demonstration of God like never before, that we can sense and we know some great things are on the way. And as we proclaim, as we decree, as we declare and stand in the will of God, we're going to see that manifestation as kingdom believers. Then this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in that place and that process of there for kingdom ambassadors. And as we move forward in obedience to God's will, we're going to see the demonstration of God like never before in our life. When God calls an individual, when he calls a family, when he calls a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. He uses them for his purpose, for his plan, for his good and perfect will in the earth to save many lives, to preserve many lives, to encourage lives, to bring those lives to him. And so we're grateful unto the Lord. Favor is a place that God allows his divine will to be done in our life, where he calls and commands resources and those who will come beside us and allow the will of God, the vision of God for our life, the purpose of God to happen. Even when they don't know it, God can use anyone to give us what we need in that place of purpose. But he will cause people to come alongside of you like he did with David. When David was in the cave of Adullam, and the 400 came to him, and he was able to have those who would say, they were in all different kind of positions in their life, in different circumstances in their life, but they all agreed on the fact that they believed that God had called David to be the king, the next king in the place of Saul, and that God was going to use them. And they came beside him to fight and to win the battles with him. And as they did, David's victory was their victories, and God blessed them for their obedience unto his will in the life of David. So we know that favor is what God will do. He will cause people to come and stand with us, can come stand beside us so that we can move in the things that God is saying and those that the will of God is done in the earth. We also see that type of favor is what God gave to Abraham. Even when Abraham was in places where there was famine and lack, God provided for him. He caused other people to make sure that he was blessed. And so we understand that favor is something that God will give to us. We have favor with man and we have favor with God. He gives it to us. And that favor also causes us to be in a place where we are being groomed, where we mature, where we walk in a place where we're stretched, so that the will of God can be done in our lives. And it doesn't feel good all the time, because God is doing something in us to make us go to a place of maturity and growth, where we walk and we understand and we move in the realm of the spirit, where we understand that God is preparing us to understand his mind, his heart, and to then act and the principles of faith in favor, knowing that God's will is going to be done in our life. Amen. That process of that place of there is that place where God is getting us ready for tomorrow, where he's getting us ready for what he says. And that getting ready means that we are expecting something. We're expecting God to move. We're expecting God to work. We're expecting God to answer. We're expecting God to do in us what he said and to make all things work together for our good. So that their process, that process what we're going through, we're not going to be like the generation in the Bible that did not believe, would not believe, could not conceive the things of God. But we're going to be open to his will, to his voice, to his word. We won't listen to the voice of a stranger, but we will know the voice of our God, and we will follow him and obey him. The Bible lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior, then the promises of Abraham are ours. They belong to us because we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So God has all these blessings in store for us, and he wants us to move in the place of favor life and go through the process so that we can win the victory and possess the ground, the territory that he has for us. Amen. And this time that we have left, I'm going to encourage you just a little bit and talk about what the Lord has spoken to me concerning 2024 and all that he said to me concerning this year and what we're going to see. We're going to see some things that we've never seen before in the earth. We're going to see some things I was sharing with my sister in the month of November that I sensed that the enemy was trying to bring attacks to America and attacks that we're going to try to bring fear. But the Lord has got the last say so concerning that. Even I was telling her that my brother who's in the Navy, he's on a ship a lot of time. I said that God is going to divinely protect him and those that are on the ship, no matter what's going on. So I'm thankful unto the Lord for his word that he gives us to prepare us, to let us know what to pray for. In 24, the Lord also said that this was going to be a time in the spirit of completions. We're going to see some things completed and fulfilled. There was going to be glory and splendor that he was going to get out of the lives of his people, especially those who have been abiding and remaining and those who have been walking in the place of being loyal to his will, loyal to his word, loyal to what he's been saying. You've been consistent. You've been steadfast. You haven't allowed the enemy to make you doubt the word or the will of God, but you stood and you watched God prove himself, and you're going to watch him fulfill some things and complete some things and get glory out of your life. It's also going to be a move of the Holy Spirit. He's going to be moving through the people of God that have been submitted unto him. You're going to see miracles and healings. You're going to see salvation. Souls are going to be won. Souls are going to be won, and souls are going to come into the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to be adding to the body of Christ, adding to the body of Christ. And I'm so grateful that he is faithful to do that, that he will add to his work, his kingdom. I thank God for that. God's power and his authority is going to be seen. Perfection is going to be that which is going to be seen in many governmental things. And I believe in the spirit that God is talking about in the kingdom of God as well in the natural, that God is going to do some things. We also know that it's going to be a time where God's judgment is going to come in the earth, in the land, and he's going to judge some things in the earth, in the land. The Lord also let me see that there was going to be more deaths. And I don't know if that is coming through plagues. I don't know if that's coming through crime. I don't know if it's coming through something else. But there was going to be more deaths in the earth. And like we've seen before, and God is going to be doing this by his power, by his strength. And we know that it's going to be the divine will of God. So those who are of the household of faith and our lives have aligned to his divine will, we know that no hurt, harm, or danger will come to us. We will see the goodness, experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. God is going to be working in the land. He's going to be doing a work. He's going to be releasing some things. He's going to be closing some doors or connections that are not for us. And we have to trust that whatever he closes or shuts for us is his divine will, even when we don't understand it or we don't like it. We have to trust that God knows what he's doing. He's also going to open up some doors and release some things into the earth, which is good because he knows what we need. So if God has closed something in your life, close or a connection or close a door in your life, he's opening up in this in 24 some new doors and opportunities for him to move and show himself mightily in your life. Also, there's going to be a place of demonstration. God's going to demonstrate his strength and his power in the earth, the priestly anointings, divine anointings are going to happen. God is going to allow people that have been seeking after him to now go into this, to a realm that they have not been in before when it comes to him releasing anointings, releasing mantles, taking people higher in the spirit or into other dimensions. He's going to be doing that. Also, in his hand is going to be working on the behalf of those who's going to use in this season. So if you've been seeking God and you know you've been seeking the Lord and you've been steadfast over some things, you're going to see God move on your behalf. In Jesus' name. Also, there's going to be, God is going to, as I said before, a gathering of souls. The Lord, let me see soul, harvest of souls, many souls that were going to come in. And it was not, it's not going to be like it was before. The people are going to be hungry for this. They're going to be hungry for God. They're going to be hungry for change. They're going to be hungry for salvation. And God is going to allow them to be drawn to ministries and different individuals to bring them in. So be ready. If you're listening and you're a pastor and you've been praying for a harvest, this is the year that we're going to see this. And so continue to pray and stand and know and prepare yourself for what God is saying. Prepare yourself with expectancy for what God is saying. Anything that he's saying that we need to do, we need to get ready in, we need to prepare for, prepare yourself for that. So that you'll be ready for what he's bringing into your ministry, into your life. Whatever it is, we have to make sure that we prepare ourselves for what God is getting ready to do. There's also going to be in the church, God is going to do some divine things. And yes, there is going to be judgment. He's going to cause some judgment to happen. And we don't, that's not our business. It's God's business. But when you start seeing things happen with ministries and with individuals, know that it is the Lord. The Lord did speak to me and said that he was tearing down idol worship, and that was for us personally, things that we had exalted above him, things that sit on the throne of the heart above him, that he was going to do that. And so get ready for that. But it's going to be a place and a time where we're going to our expectations for God is going to be fulfilled with the promises of what he said. He's going to perfect some things concerning us. He's, the covenant of his word and his life and his truth is going to be alive in us. You're going to see double provisions, double possessions, even in natural things like property. I saw people possessing double. Excuse me. So get ready for that. Get ready for what God is getting ready to do. Souls, redemption, souls. I saw souls, and I keep saying that because that's what he showed me. Souls coming in your, in many personal lives. People are going to have good success over their goals. They're going to be focused on goals, and they're going to have good success on their goals. It's going to be prosperity, opportunities that God is going to open for his people. There's going to be a harmony that God is going to bring back, unity in the church. Excuse me. There's going to be a unity that you're going to see in the church like never before. But it's going to be after God has done some things, and you're going to see it. There's going to be a deeper passion for God, for his word, for his will. Fulfill their goals. They're going to be passionate about goals and fulfilling goals. And they're going to have wisdom, inner wisdom. That's going to be a growth in them. They're going to have more of a discipline or self-control about things that they did not possess before, did not get before. There's going to be more discipline. There's going to be more focus on making sure they pursue those things and they get those things. And that's all the time I have to share those things. There's more that God said, but I did want to let you understand if you've heard the Lord speak to you or you've heard your pastor speak to you and some of the same things that I'm saying are lining up, then you know that the Lord is saying things that that he wants to see in this time and to see. We're going to get ourselves ready. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Be blessed. Until the next time, you're on the other side.